Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What up, Fox? What's up, everybody?
So, it's 3:47 a.m., October 9th, 2024. We were supposed to start recording at 3, and Julio texted me and told me that he wasn't doing it. And so I started playing Madden and drinking beer because I was already ready to get up at 3. So, kind of broke my heart. But then he texted me a couple minutes ago and told me to let's record. So here we are.
Yeah, just clarification. It's November 9th, not October 9th.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, thanks for fixing that. I sounded like an idiot.
Now my stomach was all weird, and I just wasn't feeling it, but I feel better now.
Yeah.
So thanks for making time.
I might still be a little drunk, man. My neighbor had a bonfire last night, and I kept saying, "Man, I got to get going. I got to get up at 3 o'clock." He was his name's Roland. He's cool, and he was talking about this song, "Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard." You ever heard that?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Must come with having the name Julio, I guess.
Right.
You end up hearing about it so many times. Like, I didn't hear that song until, like, maybe a decade ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I went 30-some years of my life without ever hearing it. And it's not a bad song. It's kind of cool. Actually, we had a photo photography contest at a job I had.
Uh-huh.
And the vice president took me to a park, like a school park.
Yeah.
And we just took a picture out there, smoking a joint. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
He was trying to figure out, is that Simon and Garfunkel or just Paul Simon or what? Because
I think it's Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that one song, "You Can Call Me Al," where they had Chevy Chase, that fucking song sucks. I don't fucking get it.
Actually, it's just Paul Simon.
Yeah, he's the one that did "Call Me Al," right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
He also did 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, which has one of the fucking awesomest drum grooves ever.
Oh, yeah?
With Steve Gadd on the drums. Oh, yeah.
Now, is Paul Simon Jewish?
Don't ruin this shit for
me, just
dude.
Asking. He looks Jewish to me.
He does. He's got that hair.
It's not the hair, it's the nose, everything. He just looks like a Jew. You're allowed to say that now. Trump's president. Nah, he loves Jews.
Yeah, he was born to Hungarian Jewish parents.
I told you.
He had a bat mitzvah or whatever.
I told you.
Damn.
Anyway, what's up, Roland? Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Okay, so I encountered my first Trump derangement syndrome of the election cycle last night.
What do you mean by that?
All right, so I don't know who all you follow, who all you don't, because you haven't been along this ride with me the whole time. But some of the guys that he's basically a fellow podcaster, conspiracy podcaster kind of, right? And one of the other guys that we both follow, he posted something about the you know, the election numbers, you know, like what was it?
120 million.
No, I'm talking about the Electoral College or whatever. Okay. 195. And then I commented, things are looking up already or something like that. And this dude just came unhinged, you know. And I was like, I'm trying to be cool with them, you know, like because we both have some of the same friends. And I'm like, take a deep breath, you know. And right. And then he just he kept running his fucking mouth. I'm not going to say his name, but you know who you are. And I finally just said, look, man, real men don't argue over the keyboard. And he came back with something like, you wouldn't know what a real man is because all you know how to do is cuck for your master. You know, enraged that Trump is president. And you know what? This clip right here is just for you. I just want to relish in this moment. That's all I want. Wait. All right, here, this is for you, bro.
King at her party tonight, so
It's a
Hillary Clinton maneuver here. A campaign official says large crowds have already begun to leave, so they're already clearing out of Howard University, where she was supposed to give her a victory.
That's it. It's the final side. Wow. Tell us where that's being reported. Oh, my God. Just like Hillary, first time ever in modern history
CBS.
that a loser, Hillary did it in 2016, got drunk, reportedly, by her own people, and threw fits and had to be restrained by the Secret Service. And so now, I'm sorry, report that slowly. I'm interrupting. Harris Smith, CBS reporting she will not speak to the deck of the Titanic. Yeah!
That's what it says. Large crowds clearing out. That's Howard University. I think that's the feed we've been seeing. So maybe we can watch as they clear out. I mean,
this will be a day long remembered. My God, now the real war starts.
Now we're looking at a situation. If these things play out and we avoid any shenanigans, Republicans are going to have a decisive majority in the Senate with new leadership, a good enough majority in the House to control its fate. I hope Byron Donalds is the speaker, by the way. Hopefully with better leadership than Mike Johnson, who might be worse than McCarthy. This is a remake. I mean, I don't want to get ahead of it, but if I'm looking at the positives now.
Apparently Kamala Harris has announced she will not be speaking at her party tonight. So
I get more satisfaction by watching that girl scream at the sky than I do.
I'm telling you, man, that's what I'm trying to say here. Trump derangement syndrome is like a little ray of sunshine to my heart, okay? And he's going to play it off and say they're both on the same team and this and that. But when you get that fucking irate, you really wanted the first female African-American president, and it didn't happen, and I'm sorry. There are plenty of parties where you can go scream at the sky. I'm sure. You just look it up. All right. So I met up with the Freemasons today.
How did that go?
I got fucking. I got kind of.
Yes.
No, I got noided out, dude. So the dude was cool, man. He was an older dude and he talked a lot. And, So, you know how the So I left it. We met up at noon. I got there at 11:30. I always get to places early, you know, especially if I'm meeting somebody I don't know. Like, I want to cover my own ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, pick a good spot against the wall. You know what I mean? But, nah, he was cool, man. And he was talking about, like, how it goes back to King Solomon's temple and all that. And I brought up Tubal Cain. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and he knew all about it, man. So it was pretty cool. But all right, so you know how the square and the compass is the Freemason logo?
Yeah.
All right, so I was gone for like 3 hours, man. We met up at a restaurant, bar, and then it was too fucking noisy. I said, hey, man, let's go to the VFW. And so we went to the VFW, and we were there for a while. Got back to the house, and he kept talking, man, like for like, it's like he didn't want me to get out of the car, and I'm like, all right. And I walk in the house, and the slide rule from my square out of my fucking toolbox is sitting in my recliner. And I'm like, what in the fuck is this shit? Some Scientology shit, like somebody broke into my fucking house, you know?
Wow.
And so I texted my daughter, and I took a picture of the slide rule, and I'm like, what is this? What happened? Because she was the last one to leave the house, and she didn't answer me. And so my wife gets home, and I said, this is some fucking weird shit, right? I said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if these are some Scientology people or what the fuck. And so my daughter finally got home from work. And I said, did you get my text message? And she's like, yeah, I was working. I said, did you do this? And she's like, nothing happened. I was using it to, she was gluing some fabric in her car, like the ceiling part was coming down. And so she just decided to use my slide rule.
Wow.
I don't get it. Yeah, it was weird. But at least nobody broke in my house. I ain't got to worry about fucking Tom Cruise sneaking around here or some shit. Some Scientology shit.
No, they probably used that new technology to like put messages in your head.
Or my daughter's head. Because yeah. I didn't touch that fucking slide rule. Yeah.
And what are you? Do you have it like just out? Easily accessible?
Yeah. I've got like 4 or 5 of them. Some of them are hooked into the square and some of them are just laying around. Gotcha. So that's what happened. That one is so fucking rusty you can hardly fucking read the numbers.
Yeah, it's always better to go with like the easiest explanation than it is, you know, with like the deep rabbit hole ones.
Yeah. So he wants me to, well, first the original plan was their next meeting at the lodge is on the 18th. And he was telling me they all wear suits. And I'm like, dude, I haven't worn a suit since I was in the Army. I said, I don't even have a suit. You know, he's like, well, that's what we wear. So, you know, he's basically telling me I got to figure something out. And then about an hour later, maybe 2 hours after I got home, he texted me and said him and one other dude want to meet me at the lodge tomorrow again. So, and I'm not, I'm trying to figure out how to go about this. Because I might have to delete a couple episodes. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do here. I really want to find out. I really want to find out what's going on there. It seems like, you know what I mean? But I don't want to compromise my integrity. I don't want to lie. Like if somebody says, hey, let's say I go there tomorrow. Says, are you Fox from this podcast? And I'd be like, yeah. You know, and I'm not being dishonest. I'm curious about what's going on. And I never lied about that, you know. But I want to. Sounds like the lodge is really nice, man. They got like vaulted ceilings and shit. I want to check it out. You'll be the next one.
No, I think you're onto something in terms of the podcast, because when I got approached a couple months ago, like in the summertime, the guy, I had just told him about the podcast, and I know he listened to it. And if you just, you know, look it up, you'll see the titles that you're talking about.
Yeah, like Albert Pike was a cunt.
Yeah.
We talked about him. I asked the dude, I said, hey, there's a lot of conspiracy theories around the Freemasons. He goes, yes, around 30 of them. I said, hell, I don't know. There might be more than that, but
33 of them.
I said, have you heard the one about Albert Pike with the horseback messenger that got struck by lightning? And he's like, nah. And it was super noisy in there. And that was when we decided to go to the VFW. I said, dude, I can't hear. Let's go to the VFW or something. And so we basically just forgot about it. We never got back on that subject. So maybe tomorrow. Well, there'll be two of them. So.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be cool.
Man, I got a haircut today.
Oh, yeah?
And right, I got bed hair. It doesn't look well. But unless I, like, put something in it, I look like the supreme leader again. Like Kim Jong.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it.
Now you see it. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe a year ago or longer, I got a haircut and I felt great. I was like, yeah, I look badass. And I came home and my wife, as soon as I walked in, she's like, what? You look like, why do you look like Kim Jong whatever? And I'm like, why would you say that? So then I go to my mom's that same day, that same afternoon. And as soon as I walk in, what does my mom say? I look like fucking Kim Jong.
You do kind of look like him too, a little bit.
I know.
I don't know what it is. So if anybody's
the supreme leader,
if anybody hasn't checked us out on YouTube yet or anything like that, not that our latest episodes are on YouTube, but some of the older ones, I think, or did you tell me to delete those? I can't even remember. But anyway, if anybody who doesn't know what Julio looks like, just imagine a Nicaraguan Kim Jong-un. All right, I got another clip. This is for the TDS people. It's another Trump clip.
What's the difference between a wet raccoon and Donald J. Trump's hair? A wet raccoon doesn't have $7 billion fucking dollars in the bank.
Involved. Excuse me. My turn.
You said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple. You're a nasty person.
Don't be rude. I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired.
What's the difference between a wet raccoon?
Okay. God damn it. Fucking gnats are coming out.
Hey, so it's interesting, that clip of Biden in there. Dude, yeah. Ever since Trump won the election, Biden has been a completely different person.
I know, man.
He's like...
He's trying to be all calm and shit.
Yeah, like he's not that like drowsy old grandpa kind of guy. Like he's more like he's sharper. He's shooting off the cuff.
You got any clips of that?
If he's reading off a teleprompter, I think he's doing like a really good job. Like he's not struggling. He's not the guy that was at the debate a couple months ago.
Right.
Yeah. So I wonder, like, there's been people to say that they purposely took it away from him.
Well, yeah.
They might have been drugging him to make him step down, to make him look weak and install, you know, a Manchurian candidate like Kamala.
And the shit backfired on him, didn't it?
Yeah, and that's why now he's like, he's kind of giving like subtle clues that he's happy that Kamala lost.
Right. I get the same impression.
It's kind of, I don't know.
I wish I would have saved the clip of him. He's saying that, yeah, I called Donald and congratulated him.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, I wish I would have saved that. Oh,
yeah,
by the way,
the clip I'm talking about.
I got a robocall tonight, earlier today, and we're going back to work Tuesday. And long as we report on time Tuesday, we get paid for Monday because it's Veterans Day. So
that's cool.
It's all good. We're back in business. So you won't be getting 4 or 5 episodes a week anymore, people. It'll be one.
That's good.
Yeah. Gotta make that money.
Yeah, it's been kind of, like you said, like I kind of like you ran out of material. You get tired of looking for material.
Well, I ain't got no clips because, you know, I'm on the internet during my break and lunch at work, you know, and it's hard to be on the internet when you're fucking making podcasts all week, you know, and you got shit going on at home and shit like that. Meeting with the Freemasons, this and that, all kinds of shit, you know. I've been busy.
Meeting with Kim Jong-un. Yeah, I can't find that damn clip. I wish I would have saved it too. I didn't really think too much of it when I first saw it, but now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Oh, well, fuck it. What else you got?
Nayib Bukele called him.
Oh, yeah?
He said, I congratulated him on his sweeping victory on Tuesday, and we discussed the strong mandate he received from the American people and the significance his election holds for the world. We had an interesting conversation about his podcast strategy, the bullet that nearly killed him, the incredible people around him, the sometimes harmful effects of U.S. aid funds, Soros-backed NGOs, and our shared commitment to tackling the challenges ahead. May God bless his administration.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like how I mentioned the Soros-backed NGOs.
Dude, that
I love that dude. That's my boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bukele.
He will sit there at like, you know, like a WHO meeting, like at the pulpit, you know, like at the fucking in front of everybody and just be like, you know, this is bullshit. You know, like he's just calling them out. He doesn't give a fuck.
I like it.
Yeah.
So he's an ally. Putin's already changing his fucking stance on a bunch of shit, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna bring that up. So in just 48 hours since this election, when Trump appoints the first ever woman as chief of staff, the Taliban signals a wish to be removed from the terrorist list. Putin announces the West is no longer viewed as an enemy. Mexico discourages large caravans from heading to the U.S. border. New York halts food vouchers for illegal immigrants. China expresses a desire for peaceful coexistence with America. European Union leaders announce plans to prioritize American gas over Russian supplies. Hamas calls for an end to war. Bitcoin hits an all-time high. And the stock market soars to new records.
Imagine that.
And he's not even in office yet.
He did. Hey, last time he won the election in 2016, he started fucking making deals long before he was in office. You know what I mean? He's making calls. He's fucking cutting deals and shit. You ain't got to be in the White House. They know who the president is. He's already making moves, man.
So there's people saying, you know, like, oh, you know, Trump promised that he would end the war in Ukraine in the first 24 hours of his presidency. Well, his presidency didn't really start at the election day.
Right. It's
supposedly January 21st, right? Or whatever day.
I don't know exactly. Yeah, sometime in January, beginning of January.
Yeah. So the fact that the ball is already rolling, I mean, like you were saying, like, they know who the real president is.
Right, right.
And then have you heard this whole theory about, you know how a lot of the Trump hats have 45-47?
Yeah.
Or 45-47.
Yeah.
Not a dash, like a, you know, a sideways streak. Because the sideways streaks would mean 45 and 47 separately. 45-47 means 45 through 47.
I don't know about that. I wish, but
I think one of my friends was saying that it's been a silent psyop. You know, like,
no, don't say that, man, because the past 4 years have been fucking ridiculous. The fucking economy shit.
Collecting intelligence, like setting the system up to kind of like fall upon itself. Because the thing is, you can tell people like, hey, this is going on. You know, this shit's going on behind your back. But unless you show them. Unless you let that system, right? Unless you let that, you know, like shit foam to the top of the water, people are never going to see it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, man. I just, if things can get back to close to where it was last time he was in office, I'll be happy compared to what we're fucking dealing with now.
Yeah, I'm going to – I think this is the clip my friend sent me about what I'm talking about. Hold on.
What's up, y'all? Derek Johnson here, also known as Rattletrap 1776. So I'm going to do a quick rundown for you. So President Trump put out a ball cap last year, April 2023. 45-47, not 45-47, not 45-47, 45-47. The dash means continuous. It means through. I'm 45, 46, and 47. Now, what you've been witnessing is a World War II history repeat. Slightly different because it's a different kind of war, different kind of visual. All right. But it's a World War II history repeat, government in exile, and also a puppet state. Because Joe Biden is not real. He's an actor. Nowhere remotely close to president. Now, I know all the questions. I've heard them all. Heard them. About why would it look this way, and why would this, and why would that? You just got to flip your script. All right. Most of you chanted what? You chanted, drain that swamp, drain that swamp. Well, why'd you chant that if you didn't want that to happen? So they found a way to drain the swamp without being the dictator. They made the swamp drain itself by unique laws and orders put in place. So there's unique laws and orders currently in public that are invoked that make President Donald John Trump a wartime president, a wartime commander, a supreme commander. And so you have a military occupation, you have a continuity of operations, continuity of government, and also government in exile. It's a special operation. It's basically a sting operation, all right, with all different kinds of warfare that are implied. Guerrilla warfare, asymmetrical warfare, subterranean warfare, unconventional warfare, irregular warfare. And it's all found in laws and orders. All right, so there's certain laws and orders in place.
Anyways, it's a long clip. It's almost 10 minutes, but
yeah,
the guy's seen that. Up some good points.
Yeah, man, I don't know. People can get a little bit delusional. I'm not saying he's wrong, but you know, when you start fucking grabbing for straws like that, you never know. Whatever, man. You know?
Yeah. And then you see a clip of these robotic dogs they got now protecting Trump.
Protecting Trump? No, I haven't heard about that.
Well, not necessarily him, like, but you know, like his property, maybe.
What the fuck?
That could be Sonny. That could be one of our dogs making money. But yeah, they have cameras and sensors. And they're patrolling Mar-a-Lago here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Boston Dynamics makes them.
That's what I was about to say. It's probably fucking Boston Dynamics.
But something I learned about Boston Dynamics recently was they got bought by Hyundai, the car company.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, shit. Hyundai's got more money than I thought they did. Because that was an up-and-coming company.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why when I read that headline, I was like, what? Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, you have, you know, like, fancy car companies and then the second tier and then third tier. I kind of figured Hyundai was, like, third tier or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a Kia.
That's what I thought. All right, let's see here. Wait a minute. Okay. Let me expand it so I can see what the fuck I'm doing. Clem called in. She was talking about how disappointed she was that Hunter Biden didn't win the election.
She wrote him in.
You saw know. That? Yeah, I seen it.
I wrote in Bigfoot, but no win.
Right. All right.
Hi, guys. It's Clem Stump. I just finished your latest episode. And first, I want to say I really thought Hunter had a shot. I really did think the American people were going to know that he was our best choice because everyone loves crack. But also, I almost sent you that meme or that video of that lady screaming at the sky, because that's the funniest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. And I think I saw that lady on the subway once, and that was really funny. And, you know, I'm long-winded, so I'm just going to keep going with what I have to say right now. So I also didn't respond to your last email because I've been sick. It may have been the Wuhan flu, but I don't want to stick one of those swabs up my nose and find out because it's fucking pointless. Anyways, now I forgot. I had other things that I was going to say about your episode. It was really good. I'll tell you that much. I enjoyed it, but I'm still sick, so I can't think.
All right. Thanks, Clem. Clem from Legs and Eggs podcast. Check it out. But, what was it she was talking about? Oh, hopefully you don't have the Wuhan flu. We'll pray for you.
That's funny. Yeah. She quoted you.
About what? Oh, long-winded. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings, Clem. You just talk a lot. That's what some women do. I mean, we are podcasters, so I guess you're supposed to talk a lot, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
What was I getting ready to say? Yeah, when you were talking about that chick screaming at the sky, Clem, if you listen to the earlier part of the episode, I encountered my first Trump derangement syndrome of the election cycle. I had a dude that just wouldn't shut the fuck up on Instagram. Just kept running his fucking mouth. So I posted a picture of the chick screaming at the sky, and I said, Trump derangement syndrome is real. That was my last post, if you guys go on there and look. And yes, it's a ray of sunshine to my fucking heart. Thank you.
Oh, hey, yeah. Going back to some of the things that have happened since Trump got elected, check this out. The Trump administration and RFK picks Joel Salatin. Have you ever heard of this guy?
No.
He's a farmer.
Oh, nice.
He's the most famous farmer in the world. He has 15 published books. We will fix our farms and their lands. He will kick out Bill Gates and his GMO factory. He will help take back the farmland from China. It wasn't even 24 hours, and Trump's new administration is making history and fixing our country. Yeah, this guy developed ways to go against everything that they're doing. Like, people that are trying to live off, you know, on their own.
Yeah.
Are using his methods to have, you know, good food, healthy food, a lot of food, and survive without the government, you know, without having to go to like a Kroger's or a Walmart.
Right.
And getting all that GMO shit. I mean, that's kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah. So you said you rode in Bigfoot?
Yeah, I did.
Did the general send you that clip of how Bigfoot and Trump walk the same? No?
I don't know, dude.
This would have been 4 o'clock in the morning, I guess, yesterday.
Oh my god, I just... No, they don't.
I mean, it's just funny.
The arms don't swing the same way. I know, but I... I want to protect Bigfoot's image, okay? I don't want him to be confused with somebody else like Donald Trump.
All right. You like Bigfoot, I like Trump. Whatever. And you know what? I don't think Trump's going to save the world, but like I said, it gives us 4 years of fucking breathing room to fucking figure something out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because we were on a fucking crash course to fucking, you know, child mutilation and fucking little boys cutting their dicks off. You know, we need to get back on the fucking straight course here.
So you know what, one of our favorite actors is Jack Black, right? We love Jack Black.
Yeah, whatever.
So look at this fucking movie coming out for the holiday season.
Every Christmas, something magical happens.
Dear Santa.
When a kid sends a letter to Santa. But Liam...
To Santa.
...is a crappy speller.
Dude, the kid wrote Satan instead of Santa on accident.
Oh, that's putrid.
Thank you.
What do you want?
You summoned me.
Not what I expected.
What'd you expect?
In the movies, the reindeer usually have the antlers, not you.
Kid, are you high?
I'm ready for tea.
You lucked out big times. I'm way better than Santa.
Ho, ho, frickin' ho.
You, my friend, are getting three wishes.
You mean like a genie?
They stole that from me. By the way, after you make your wishes, I'm taking your soul.
What?
You ain't never had a friend like me. Okay, that I may have stolen from Aladdin. Now we're even.
Let me show you a few of the things I could do for you.
I'll be right back.
Just leave him alone.
Leo!
Look, I'm worried Santa's going to trick me into getting my soul.
I think he's just confused.
We believe you.
Stop.
Joe, down here! What are you waiting for? Go make a move! Sue me, I'm thirsty!
I tried everything! That kid's incorruptible!
What about doing something out of kindness?
I don't even know what you just said. I mean, I know all the words, but I just never heard them in that order.
Alright.
You know this man?
I'm his uncle, beat it.
Who do you think you are talking to me like that?
Ooh.
That doesn't sound right.
Pardon me, kombucha.
Watch this.
No, please, never trust a fart. You just gambled and lost.
Nice to meet you. The pleasure was mine.
Dear Santa, the movie. He made the biker.
Weird, right?
He made the bicyclist shit his pants.
But those are every single actor in that movie is a liberal.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Even that biker guy, I forget what his name is. He's a journalist.
Okay, so don't go watch Dear Santa, people. Don't support fat sloppy bastard.
Yeah,
don't give him any more of your money.
Quite honestly, I think people will go watch it. It does seem like a interesting, funny movie.
My wife would like it. I'll watch it on the Fire Stick. That way they don't get no money.
But think about it. Like, what did we just witness? He took the kid gambling at a casino. You know, like, I don't know. There was just a lot of, like, weird things he wouldn't do with your kid. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it falls back to why we don't like Jack Black.
Oh, he's a piece of shit. Oh, all right. What else you got?
Did you see Mike Tyson's message to Jake Paul?
Oh shit. That's next week, right?
It's Friday.
Right. A week from now.
Yeah.
Or 6 days.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is cool because Jake Paul sends a message to Mike Tyson on TV, and Mike Tyson responds, and I love the response. It's fucking badass. It's Mike Tyson badass. All right.
Final thing, I presume that Mike Tyson is watching this right now. Is there anything you want to say to him?
Mike, I love you, but this is my sport now. It's an honor to get in the ring with you. I'm so, so honored you're a legend, but I'm going to take your throne, brother.
There's a fundamental difference between me and Jake. He's a manufactured killer. Television and papers made him a killer. He's manufactured. I'm a natural born killer.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. All this shit with Jake Paul, I feel like it's all fucking pro wrestling. He's paying people off. But, I mean, once you fucking punch Tyson in the head, he's got that retard strength. Like, he's not – even if he agrees not to whoop his ass, once you start punching him in the face, the shit's going to get real. But, I don't know. We went – didn't he already do one of these retirement fights already?
I don't remember.
Nah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's psychologically and physically some things that the human body cannot resist.
Right.
Like we have a keypad at work that specifically says do not press the enter key. It has it taped over the key. And dude, I kid you not, 99% of the people cannot resist pressing enter. Because what you do is enter like a PIN number.
Yeah.
And then everybody enters the 4-digit code and then they hit enter.
You talking about the feds?
Yeah.
Are you still going in or what? No?
It specifically says do not press. And 99% of the people cannot resist hitting that fucking enter button. It's funny. And the funny thing is it doesn't do anything. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
It's just not needed. It slows us down if you press the enter button.
Right. That's like me, man. So, you know how I told you I prayed for this job, right? The job I have now. I prayed for it years before I got it. And then I finally got it. And I always tell people, like, somebody could punch me right in the fucking face and I wouldn't do shit. I ain't losing this job, man. I prayed for this job. But then this little drunk motherfucker was, he was running his mouth to my friend. And I said, you know, you need to shut the fuck up. And I told him that a couple, two or three times. And he already knows that I tell people that I would never fight at work. So he thought he was going to put his big boy pants on. He got up in my face. He goes, what are you going to do? Yell at me? I said, nah, man, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. And I meant it, you know, so I can't control that shit either, man. It just depends who you are. And, I've always been all about violence, and that's the quickest way to solve problems in some cases, you know?
Simple man, eat, fuck, kill.
Eat, fuck, kill. It's not complicated.
Yeah. No, you don't got to make it complicated.
Right.
But, Dad, did you hear about this? This was interesting. Well, let me make sure my volume is good. About Elon.
We paid particular attention to the Amish community in Pennsylvania.
That's amazing. Which is, why had anyone ever gotten the Amish out to vote before?
Not in significant numbers. But the Democrats did make a mistake because there was government overreach and with some of the Amish farmers.
Yes.
There's no such thing as like organic farming or not organic. They're farmers. They've been farming the same way for a long time, you know? And there was some government overreach that shut down some Amish farmers, which really, you know, made them pretty upset. You just need to be able to channel that, the fact that they're upset, and like, well, there's a thing you can do about it, which is called voting.
Make milk raw again.
They're allowed to ride in vans, if so long as they're not driving the van. So, you know, we're just making sure we bring them to the polls and they vote how they want to vote, which is going to be like 99.9%. Actually, call it 100.
call it 100. He said that, yeah, these are raw milk producers.
Nice. We didn't really need the Amish, but thank you, people.
Yeah.
It was a fucking landslide.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry to the TDS people out there. I can't stop saying that. I'm still a little pissed off from last night, so give my apologies.
Dude, fucking, he could have almost fucking eclipsed her.
Right.
I mean? Like on the electoral, yeah, goddamn. Pretty insane. And then you know what the other thing too is, I don't know if I saved the clip or not. I don't think I did, but people were talking about the phenomena that's happening on college campuses.
Yeah.
Of like of college kids having parties where it's like a MAGA party. It's white,
oh, shit,
black, Chinese, Latin people, all races, but they're all in Trump stuff.
Beautiful.
And they're all doing that little Trump dance.
Beautiful. Make America great.
And today, so I was on campus today. We went to the planetarium, and I saw
what campus?
A lot of kids. UT.
Okay.
And I saw a lot of kids with Trump stuff. I saw a lot of kids not afraid to show like how they voted.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing is, I know a lot of I don't know a lot of them, but I know some of them. And I ask them, like, I'm like, are your parents Republicans? Is that why you're voting this way? And some of them say, no, my parents are very blue, you know, or we come from a very blue family, you know, generations of blue. But I don't know. I just think this is an election where people actually made their own fucking decision.
Yeah, people are sick and tired of the shit, man. I might have already said it, but
that general sent me was Donald Trump meets Chuck Norris.
I seen that. And did you see Henry Winkler was sitting there in the middle?
Who?
Did you ever see The Waterboy?
Yeah.
The coach from The Waterboy, where he was Fonzarelli on Happy Days.
Oh, yeah, the Fonz.
Yeah, he's right there in the middle.
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah.
And now he's anti-Trump.
I believe it. He's probably on the Epstein list.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
All right, we back?
Yeah, we've been back. As soon as you started talking, I unpaused it.
Motherfucker.
Hey, hey, General Lee, he sent me a message. It says, patron saint of choir boys. And then a bunch of fucking laughing, crying emojis. It says, mate, I can't stop laughing that bonus clip. I can't understand this dude. This English is crazy. Abso-fucking-lute, mint as fuck. I really needed that. Nice one, Fox, mate. I love you, brother. Now listen to this part. It ain't easy constantly dodging nefarious deep state type groups. Oh, he was talking about his internet, because his internet goes out there in London or whatever.
Yeah.
What's up, General? We love you too, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Fox is the patron saint of choir boys.
That's you, man.
Make me feel uncomfortable.
You're the patron saint of choir boys. That's what the whole clip was about. You were jerking off.
Jerking off. Jerking off.
Oh, yeah.
That was a gem. Thank you, Clem. Honestly, that has made me crack up. That has made my wife crack up. My daughter crack up.
I don't remember where that came from. Do you? Which episode?
Yeah, it was one of our episodes.
Which one though? I don't remember. Dude. I do remember hearing about you putting a rock under your mattress. That's about all I remember. And it made me uncomfortable. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. There was something else I wanted to talk about, and now I can't even think about it.
I know.
Oh, shit. Okay. So I went to that planetarium thing today.
Right.
Dude, like, there's something about a dome that I think is very real to our reality. Like, if you were to project a movie onto a flat surface,
mm-hmm.
it would look just flat, right? But if you project it in a dome, it looks 3D. It looks like
the sky.
Reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like reality. Like, you don't have to fight it. Like, your mind gets tricked into thinking that you're within that reality and that space. Like, the planetarium was like shifting the stars, you know, the constellations and shit, and the planets. And dude, like, it felt like the whole fucking building was moving. You know, it was like I remember when I was younger, I went to a planetarium and it scared me. when I first sensed that feeling,
right,
of like not my reality becoming my reality and affecting my senses. And so this time I knew what was happening, but still, like, I think there's something to that fucking dome thing, dude.
Hey, me too, man.
I don't know. It just seems very, very weird. And then the other thing I can kind of like tap it back into is how many ancient buildings have domes? How many of our capitals all around the world have domes?
Yeah.
They say that. Yeah.
I was talking about that with the Freemason today. He was talking about, I can't remember exactly, but I'm going to bring it up here today about domes and the constellation and what they think about that. He didn't really want to tell me a whole lot, and I'm not in yet, which is why I can still talk shit. You know what I mean? But we'll see what happens. We'll see what they got to say. I'm not really, I feel like an investigative journalist. Like, who are those, who's that group that they date? They go on gay dates and shit, and then they record it. Nah, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Because the people that work for the government, a lot of them are gay. And so the people will pose as gays and they'll go on dates. I can't remember. Okay. Project Veritas is who I was trying to think of. You're familiar with that, right?
Not much, but let's go.
Yeah, it's not just gays, but like if somebody's a queer, they will pose as a queer to get on a date with them, and then they'll wear like a hidden mic. But if it's a straight dude, they'll get a chick to do it. You know what I'm saying? So they'll, and he'll, the, a lot of times you'll hear the dude bragging like, oh yeah, especially when it came to like, Pfizer and shit like that, and they'll be bragging about, you know, crooked shit that they do and trying to sound important. I don't even know how the fuck I got started on this. Whatever. I don't want to. It's going on 5 o'clock. I don't want to. When I meet with the Freemasons, I don't want to be smelling like alcohol.
You will.
I don't give a fuck. I kind of hope I get kicked out. I'm getting a Scientology vibe anyway. Maybe I wasn't meant to be an investigative journalist.
We're not very undercover.
Should I wear a mic?
Yeah, I think you should.
Nah, I can't. I don't want to be dishonest.
Hey, so going back to the planetarium thing. So it was a thing about the constellations in our local sky, which was kind of cool. And then the second part of the whole thing was a presentation by CERN.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Was anybody?
And so
you mean, was there a person there or was it just like a movie?
It was just a movie. I mean, why would CERN spend, you know, a budget, you know, a salary for somebody at fucking Little Toledo.
True.
But one thing I did notice, and I should have taken a picture, was they have this art installation on the campus, right by the planetarium and by the telescopes that they have, because they have two telescopes and one planetarium, that is these concentric rings. Dude, it looks like a portal.
I believe it.
like I was like, you know, like I really went there because I enjoy science. I enjoy like nerdy shit and like that. And I got to go with my daughter and my cousin. My cousin is actually leaving for Nebraska tomorrow.
Yeah, for what? College or what?
No, So this is how close I am to the immigration issue. and why I say I have more skin in the game. So my cousin is here on a visa.
Yeah.
And he's a college graduate. He actually has a doctorate in psychology from Nicaragua, but it's useless here. So he's been employed, you know, like doing like work at retail, that kind of thing.
So he's not allowed to be a psychologist in America because his doctorate is in Nicaragua?
Yeah, he has to be recertified, which makes sense.
No, I get it.
Makes sense, but it sucks. You know what I mean? You already proved yourself, and you have to go through these steps. But you know what? To have good psychologist or whatever, I appreciate the vetting process.
Right.
You know, so I see both sides of the coin.
Tell him to listen to a few of our episodes and give me an analysis. What does he think is wrong with me?
But his mom came, and again on a visa, and she's in Omaha, so she is driving over. Sure, she's leaving at some time in the middle of the night, probably soon, because they expect to be here around 2 p.m. to pick him up and take him to Omaha with her.
All right, well.
Yeah.
What's his good luck. Good luck to your cousin.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to miss him, man. He's a good guy. Like, he makes me proud of who he is because he's fluent in English. You can talk to that guy about anything. I wish we would have had him on the podcast. He's just very shy. He's from the generation that, like, there's a generation where it feels like, damn, like, are you paying $100 per word to communicate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, like, hey, listen, I got a fucking podcast, but people that I work with would not fucking believe that shit. I don't fucking talk to nobody, Julio. I'm one of the quietest motherfuckers at work because I'm quiet and I'm evaluating people. I hear them talk to other people and I'm trying to see if they're full of shit or not. And if you're full of shit, I don't want to fucking talk to you. And that is probably 80% of people out there, you know?
Maybe and that's you're a psychologist.
I guess so. I figure it out one way or the other. A lot of times, I'm going to be honest. A lot of times, I think I know more than I really know. And then I'll think somebody's fucked in the head and, you know, they're out there. You know, you got these. I feel like a lot of people are like NPCs. Like, they have no fucking soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'll talk to them. Something will happen and we'll wind up talking and then I'm like, they're all right. They're all right after all. You know, I've been ignoring this motherfucker for 6 years. You know what I mean? So whatever, man. But I just like keeping to myself at work. These podcasts are the most talking I do, period. So you want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. So you ain't got nothing else?
Not this time.
All right. Any questions, comments? Oh. Yeah. Okay. What? Go ahead.
This happens every episode.
Yeah. Carl commented on that.
What?
He texted me and he said, every time you're getting ready to end a podcast, it's like Julio misses you and he tries to make it last longer.
Glad you're still listening, Carl. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Fucking call in and do Carl's window again or some shit.
Yeah.
We'll put it on there.
But what was I going to say? Fuck.
See, now you forgot.
Yes. No, I remember. Don't make me forget. So this is going to be probably our last Trump/politically inclined episode. And we're going to start doing more conspiracy episodes, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Every once in a while, I'm going to play that Alex Jones clip that we've played the past couple times because I love it. It's like a ray of sunshine in my heart.
But yeah, we're going to start doing more conspiracy things and drift away from the political thing. And we're going to react to political things as they happen.
Yeah.
But we want to go back to putting some ideas in your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we were talking about this not too long ago. That's true. Yeah, we're going to do that.
And you know what? And I'm grateful for the fact that so many people that have a different opinion from us have stayed with us and didn't, you know, drop off or unfriend us or block us or whatever. Because I have a lot of people like that.
You mean like Clem?
Yeah.
Oh, they're cool, man. We love Legs and Eggs podcast. Yeah, but the dude that was running his mouth to me on fucking Instagram today or last night, he could go fuck himself. I'm not going to say any names. You know who you are, you little piece of shit. If it came down to fucking man to man, you would shut the fuck up. No doubt in my mind. 0.5 second. All right, I'm done talking about that shit.
Yeah.
All right, any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers at yahoo.com. Or you can give us a call. Leave a voicemail, 313-583-7646. Or for the old school people, it's 31 Flu Frog 6. FLU as in the Wuhan flu. From China. All right. And then, you know, Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram. Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm for Julio. Yep. That's about it. Anything else?
Cream always rises to the top.
That's right. Make America great again. That'll be my last time saying that on the show. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Are those live rounds? Seven, six, 2 millimeter. Full metal jacket.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood, banged more quiff, busted more... All you numbnuts put together. Now Major Powers has put me in charge of this recon platoon.
We take care of ourselves.
You couldn't take care of a wet dream.
Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. So to escape from reality. Yeah, I don't need this shit. I am reality.
Now I got no fight. But any man does what he's told. But when he don't, the machine breaks down.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.